into the new millennium. In the year 2000, the food and agriculture sector contributed $1.3 trillion, or 13%, to the American gross domestic product and employed 9% of the labor force. In 2001, President George W. Bush appointed Ann M. Veneman to serve as the Secretary of Agriculture, the first woman to hold this important position. Today, significant changes are happening for every aspect of American society. Advances in science and technology are fueling a global economy. The pace of scientific research is accelerating. International trade, with 96% of the world's population living outside of our nation's borders, is expanding. These changes bring American farmers fresh and complex challenges. New foreign pests and diseases emerge each year to threaten agricultural production. Terrorists exist who pose a threat to the nation's food supply. Food safety, nutrition, and obesity are becoming increasingly serious health concerns for consumers. To address these challenges, agricultural scientists and American farmers need to continue using the latest tools and technologies and to work closely together to keep agriculture competitive and to ensure that all Americans have access to a wide variety of safe, healthy, and plentiful food. More young Americans also need to seek careers in the food industry and the agricultural sciences to meet the future needs of our nation. American agriculture has greatly changed since its beginnings over two centuries ago. But it is still the foundation of America's continuing experiment with democracy and a good life for our nation's citizens. A life of possibilities.